Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Neshmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rav Yitzchak, learning in the shul this week, sponsored Lili Neshmas, Getzel ben Yechezkel Mendel, and Moshe Yisrael ben Mordechai. And we are in Masechta Pesachim, the second parak Mishnayos, Vav and Zion, having listed what one can do in order to be yotzi the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. What about Achilas Maror? Ve'ilu Yirako Shadam Yotzi Ben Yedei Chovasel. But Pesach says the Mishnah, these are the vegetables with which a person can fulfill his obligation to eat Maror. Bechazeres u'be'ulshan u'be'tamcha u'be'chachavina u'be'maror. You can use chazeres, lettuce, and endives, and tamcha, chachavina, and maror, three things that are, that is extremely well defined. Yotzim ben lachim ben yavishim, whatever you are, whatever they are, you can fulfill your obligation, whether they're moist or they're dried out. Avlo kvushim lo shlukim lo mevushalim, you can't have them if they're pickled in vinegar or stewed or even cooked normally. Umitztarfin lekazayis, and they combine to make up a kazayis. Yotzim bekelach shalahem, and you can fulfill the obligation with their stalks. Ubedemai umaisarishon shnet lechumaso, with the vegetables of Demai and the Maaser Rishon, where the Truma was separated, with Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shniftu, and also with Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that were redeemed. Now, in Shorinus, Amorsan, Latarnigolan, Ava Cholten, you can't soak the bran, the outer layer, in cold water on Pesach for chickens, because it might become chametz. Avo choltim, but you can scald the bran in hot water, because that water prevents the formation of chametz. Aisha l'tishra samursan shetolach biyad l'merchatz. A woman can't soak the bran in water to take to the bathhouse. Avo shafa hi b'vesara yavesh, but she can rub it on her skin dry, because there, well, we don't have to be concerned over there, because the perspiration doesn't cause grain to become chametz. And lo yilo sadam chitim yaneach al makaso bepesach, a person shouldn't chew wheat and put it on his wound on Pesach, m'meishe hein machmitzos, because the wheat with the saliva might become chametz in the process. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.